making them rails feel like home. Work all night till afternoon, makes me wanna come home to you. I'll leave it now, just stay up late, 'cause chances are the sun won't stay. No. Desert air keeps it cool at night. I'll be home soon and by your side. I'll leave it now, just stay up late, 'cause chances are the sun won't stay. No.
Jade Brody here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
You do, Reno. You do.
To Reno, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from, the most welcoming place this side of somewhere. I don't know anymore, but we're having a good time. It's the middle of summer. We're losing our minds. We've got Jade Brody on the show. She drove all the way here from Winnemucca today just to be on our stupid little show. So you, my friends, you should feel honored.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hi.
All right, Facebook. I was just
Nick's still recording from Facebook.
I'm
going
to say goodbye. Bye, you should listen Facebook. To this episode. It's going to be good.
This is where the time frame gets weird.
That's right. So
it's
from
timey,
the recent
wimey,
past, you can go
wobbly.
Look this up.
Right. What's now is then, and what's going to be is just happening at this moment.
Oh, God, that's so confusing.
We got applause from the audience, you guys. Like,
awesome.
They loved that song. Oh. Great
yeah.
job, Jade.
Nice.
Yes. That was a great song.
All right. Well,
I love
cool.
it.
Enough with Nick's Facebook update.
All right,
yeah.
guys.
Hi,
I'm about to run out of batteries anyway.
Okay.
But
off mic while I'm doing the show.
One last thing though. Go to the Patreon/ Worst Little Podcast. Also vote for us for Best of Northern Nevada.
Yeah.
Reno News and Review poll. Best local podcast. It's in the culture section, and you have to vote for 10 other or 9 other categories for your vote to count. So please just
go
do that.
Suggestions.
There's plenty of billion. Yeah, listen to the show for all of our wonderful suggestions. Anyway, I don't know if we'll do that or not, but it was nice seeing you guys. And to our radio audience listening now, I apologize. Bye, Facebook.
All right.
Wow.
That was new.
Welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
That was great, Nick.
I'm
thanks.
Sorry for that. Ignore the Nick behind the curtain. He doesn't know what levers to pull.
I'm back.
You have to always try.
Hi there, everybody. Projects. Yeah, Nick's trying new stuff.
We've been off for 2 weeks. I feel like every time we have one week off. Like, I feel like I haven't seen you guys in, like, years.
Months.
It's fucking
ages
weird.
Even.
Were we
ages.
Celebrating the 4th of July when we took
we
a day off?
We were celebrating the 4th of July.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I know, Rick got back and he was like, who's on the show tonight? I'm like, we don't have a show. Like, he was like, yes.
I was just back from out of town.
America.
The best ever. Yeah.
That was the day ever. You got back, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why we
didn't expect you to work the
that's
day you
why
got
we
back.
Kinda scheduled it like that. Dude.
Kinda planned on like, okay, get back, get the show done.
Yeah.
Because Dogwater Dick is a workhorse. He'll record and record until he nails that band
dude.
Every time.
Right.
Dude,
so you pry these
Rick.
Microphones
like
out of my hand, my
dude.
Cold dead hand.
He will nail that band every night.
Rick even oh my god.
The recording.
Rick emailed me earlier today, actually, with some recordings that I'd asked him for, like, a while ago. And I was like, just whenever you get to them. And Rick, your email was like, I'm sorry, I've been really, really lazy, and I haven't sent them to you. And I'm like, Rick, you're the least lazy person I know on the planet.
Well, you asked me to do something that it's 5 things that each take about 20 minutes.
That's
and I
not.
Haven't. And it, well, no, but the idea that in fucking, it's been like a month that I haven't had the time in a month to do 20 minutes of work for you.
Well, you haven't had time.
Totally
you're lazy.
Sucks.
I mean, you're not lazy.
Because, Rick, what time do you wake up in the morning?
7.
And what time do you go to bed at night?
10 p.m. No, I'm sorry, midnight.
And outside of lunches, and I'm going to assume at least 4 bathroom breaks in a day, how much of your time is unscheduled?
Oh, my God.
None of it.
Zero.
Right?
None of it. I have not lived
Zero.
With you in 13 years, 12 years, some shit like that. But I still know you. You wake up and you schedule every fucking moment of your life, and that's why you have anxiety.
There's so much to do. And it all began when I stopped getting stoned. When I got stoned, it was so much easier to just not do anything. But... Anyway, it's fucking great. But really, and even if you said scheduled, and I thought you were going to say how much of it is work.
Because
when I go to the coffee shop and read for an hour, that's scheduled.
Rick will schedule 7 minutes of his life to drive to the coffee shop, 15 minutes to be there, but part of that time is for buying things, and only part of that 15 minutes is for actually sitting there. No, Rick's head is full of time accounting.
Much time, yeah.
I have a weird poem
like
that's
that
actually
too.
About him. But it's like there's a girl, and so nobody knows it's about Rick. But it's about
oh God,
like every moment of the life is scheduled.
Are
away.
You gonna recite it right now?
No, Rick's recorded it
oh,
in Dogwater Studios.
Oh.
It's on the CD we made a long time ago.
You
that
made
was a good
CD?
Plug.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Well,
do we
man child?
Is it great or is it horrible?
It's horrible, of course.
And I definitely want to hear
the
it.
'80s poems on there, and that's pretty good.
Oh, I did
yeah.
like the '80s poem. You
that's
all
like
say,
the only good thing I
you
wrote.
You saved the day one day with that '80s poem. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's a winner. Yeah.
And remember,
maybe we want to take acid.
Kyle Gass's song, "Man Child."
Yeah.
Did yeah.
you feel like
oh,
the, that was
that
about
song,
me?
That I do. I relate to that song a whole lot.
Yeah, me too.
At any rate, I hope you all out there in the internet land have been having a good week. It's been a great week.
A couple of weeks.
My daughter's out of town. She's in Florida with my parents.
Nice.
Greatest gift of all. And other than that, I've just been playing video games and hanging out with the wife and baby. What about you, Nick?
Oh, man. I had some...
You've been doing some crazy shit.
Well, I mean, it was my kid's birthday on the 4th, and that was really cool to talk to him. And, and then I got to do this weekend, I went and saw my mom do belly dancing at the Senior Follies in Carson City.
Rad.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was pretty cool. And sit, you know, my dad, we, you know, you don't get to spend a lot of time with your parents when you're super busy.
Yeah.
So when we do something rad, like watch my mom perform, because she always goes to my plays and my she goes to some of my rock shows.
Do they live here?
They live in Carson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's
cool. So that was really cool, and I hung out with my mom, and it's the first time I ever saw my mom with black hair.
Oh.
I posted a picture on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, I barely recognized her.
I was just all, damn, mom, with the black hair. Nice. Hans, you old dog.
Well, didn't you
my mom's
do...
mom's pretty.
Didn't we do last, was it was the 4th of July weekend, because we were all gone. It was Debaucherino, and that was really that was ridiculous. I went Wednesday and Thursday, and I was just dead.
Oh, man. What bands did you see?
I went to the thing at Plaza Maya, that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Love so the DJs, all the people who played there, and then that night we went to Shays, and so I saw Eddie. Mm-hmm. And then Hollywood Centers, and then I left after Eddie. They were so good.
The other band, the one after them, what were they called?
I don't know.
The Control Freaks.
Ah.
So good.
I love, Pete's got great taste in music.
It was a great show. True, that whole show was rock and roll.
Yeah. And then Thursday night was, I guess I didn't go Thursday night, but I went to Loudest Folk Thursday night. It was Spike McGuire's album release party, which was really fucking rad. We love Spike. It was Loudest Folk.
We love Spike.
Gina Rose played and Cowboy Indian. And I just
fucking
love
Gina Rose
so
much.
Great lineup.
And Cowboy Indian.
And
Holy shit.
They're just fucking hilarious. I love John.
His back and forth with Lucas.
Oh, it's amazing. It's the best. And so that was really fucking rad. And then Saturday night was Blunderbuss, and I'm really sad I couldn't go.
Oh, me too.
But you got to go.
It was awesome.
Was it awesome? I had to work the superhero crawl, and we did really great. That was super fun too, but, you know. Duty called.
Oh, this reminds me because somebody, Daisy and Eric, had posted about getting sweaty at the Blunderbuss show, and I said, I couldn't go because I'm at home sweaty chasing after a baby. Oh. That's what's happened to me since we've last been on the show.
Babies.
The baby walks.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What are you going to do now?
How quickly did that happen?
We don't have anything on the bottom three shelves of anything in our house anymore. We've moved it all. But yes, that's what I've been doing. That's why I can't remember anything. I've very much been in parent land.
Aww, well,
like he moves
congrats,
now.
I guess. I think.
Landmark has been reached.
Aren't babies easier when they don't move?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're super. You can lay them down and you can eat, like, you know, have some shots, smoke a bowl, pass out, wake up, and they're still just laying there. But when they're mobile, you have to actually watch everything that they do.
And they're watching everything you do, too. I have a friend who, when their daughter was like 3 years old, she comes out to the kitchen table and stacks all of her sippy cups like together and starts making like bong bubble noises with her sippy cups. and then my friend was like, I can't smoke weed around my kid anymore. God damn it.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't do that in front of kids. You take that in the other fucking room.
Well,
it's
like
the air they breathe.
Well, no. They were like little.
I didn't even smoke cigarettes in the same room as Riku
really?
When she was
allegedly.
Baby.
Most of my friends smoke weed around their kids.
I didn't smoke cigarettes in the same room with Riku when she was a baby.
Really?
No way. I wasn't talking about you. I meant before that.
Oh. It's okay. Weed's legal now.
Yeah.
But this was decades ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Allegedly. We were all 18 and dumb once, okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
I've tried it 4 or 5 times, but nobody believes me.
What?
Well, it's like, you know, when I was 28, it was the 10th anniversary of my 18th birthday.
We don't believe you anymore.
So on and so forth.
I'm pretty sure that shit started in the 80s or maybe even earlier than that.
Rory's 18th birthday?
Where parents were just off doing crack and be like coming back.
Crack.
And
I'm gonna throw out the 1950s with the don't tell the kids cocktail parties with keys in the fishbowl.
Oh God.
Yeah,
I don't want to think about my grandparents being swingers.
Yeah,
let's not go there.
Bringing over that mayonnaise and Jello dish and leaving with somebody else's mayonnaise and tuna casserole.
Did that ever happen? Did your parents do that? Like,
no, my parents were hippies, and their parents were staunch Catholics.
Oh,
but,
well,
yeah.
All right. Anyway,
they lived like within a block of the church, so no. True story.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway. Well, yeah, right. The satanic cult is right on the corner, like in the basement of the library.
Was it really? No. St. Louis?
Oh. No. I'm just rolling with it.
I would have believed you. You could have just said yes. Yeah. Anyway, we have a guest. We should probably introduce her. What do you think?
That was your weekend.
I'm trying to scare her.
How was your 4th of July?
It was good. I went to Vallejo.
Jade Brody, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, how was Vallejo?
It was good. It's my friend lives by the water, and there's fireworks and other stuff popping off. And
so you drive around this state a lot.
Yeah, I get around.
Because Winnemucca's not, like, close.
No. No, I'm not from there. I'm from California. So.
Oh, but you're living there.
I live there, yeah, for a year. This has been
my first year.
No. I live there. I currently reside
Winnemucca. So you're bouncing back to, like, see folks in Cali and stuff. Yeah.
And come here. See you guys. People like you.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to the family of suckers who've been on the show.
You. So your impression of living in Nevada is living in Winnemucca?
Yes, sir.
Is it awesome?
I love it.
Yeah?
I moved there on purpose. It wasn't an accident.
Well, and you get to, like, you get to travel.
Are you doing something we can talk about?
I work for the railroad.
Oh, rad.
Oh, yeah. That is so rad.
Yeah, Nevada industry.
Yeah.
Does everybody know that's the reason why Reno is here is because there was a railroad?
I didn't know that.
Yes. Reno was only here because it was a spot near a river and near Virginia City.
Yep.
And the river. The railroad. And the river had a ferry and a crossing. Lakes Crossing.
What is that? Yep. Where is that?
Lakes Crossing. Lakes Crossing, I think, was around where Virginia Street is. Yeah. Crossing the river. Like
somewhere between Wingfield Park and Virginia Street. Yeah. Like, and that was Lakes Crossing because it's the shallowest part of the river.
And is it the dude that had built a bridge over the river?
Why did they call it lake then if it's next
because,
to the river?
Because
it goes between the two lakes.
Rory, do you know the real answer?
No.
Is it on Lake Street?
Oh, my God. You guys are so lame. And Lake Street is named for the same reason. Thank God I'm here.
A guy named Henry Lake?
His name was Myron Lake.
Myron Lake.
Oh. And that's why it was called Lakes Crossing. But it is funny. Right. That the guy who built the crossing over the river is called Lake. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that it is rivers crossing.
And it is a river that does go between two lakes.
Yes. And it was because Rivers Phoenix built it.
Oh, yeah.
It's Rivers Crossing.
I heard that on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
I think that's totally accurate.
Yes.
You heard it here, folks.
So that's why. That's why Reno's here, you guys.
Yay.
And then at the time, Virginia City was fucking huge. Had like nearly 30,000 people.
Nuh-uh.
And it was big old. Virginia City and Gold Hill and Silver City together had that many.
That's as big as Reno in the 1970s.
Yeah. No. We already had like over 150,000 then, I think. I know. No, I looked back to find out like when were we tiny, and we were tiny like, I don't know, like 1940s or something. Yeah.
You know what? At the time of the book, Van Tilburg Clark's book.
The City of Trembling Leaves.
Trembling Leaves. That would have been about, the population would have been about 30, 40,000. Yeah.
All right. Well,
let's just like say that.
There was a lot going on
Reno
back then.
Podcast.
And if we're wrong, hit us up on Facebook and let us know.
Ooh, nice callback.
Hey, thank you. So, Jade, hi.
Hi.
What do you do besides railroading? You're playing music? Like, do you tour? Do you have albums?
You were singing about railroad stuff, and like, I'm like, oh, wow, it's not just bullshit that she read in a book. She really railroads.
Yeah, I wrote that last song on a train.
Do you also take the trains when you go on tour?
No. I work on a freight. I don't work on Amtrak.
Okay.
I mean, like, I could hobo, but I wouldn't tell you that.
Do they like in the olden days?
Find yourself a Cadillac.
In the olden days, do they have like beefy guys that pull the hobos out and beat the crap out of them, or
bulls?
Did they
bulls? I don't. Yeah. You know, that's hearsay. I don't want to.
I'm talking about like
She's
the 30s and 40s they
know?
Did that.
I'm sure they
but
probably
did then. Do they just kind of look the other way while the hobos
there
do whatever they want?
There might be guys who fill that position who have regular jobs, but they don't call them
well,
that.
more history of the railroad and Reno. Hoboing used to be so normal because it was part of nomadic workforce in America. And then then the automobile came out, and people didn't need to ride trains anymore to get around the country to get to jobs. And some people still hobo.
Yeah.
They're still nomadic workforce.
And, do they let them do it?
And,
kind of.
It's like a don't ask, don't tell. It's some people don't care, and some people do.
Okay. Mm. So did, and because a hobo can like start to get on the train when it's going, because they got to run on it while it's moving, and then do they like they fall underneath and their arm gets cut off or something?
That happens. I know a guy that
actually,
his
but the smart
got cut
ones
off.
Are actually like, already on the train.
Don't interrupt the guest, Rory.
Yeah.
God.
Okay. I'm used to it.
Okay. What were you saying about the hobos getting their arms cut off?
It
She's
going to
tell us something really cool, Rory.
I know a guy who got his legs chopped off.
Oh my God.
Because he was reaching out to save his dog.
Oh.
And he got swept under.
Did the dog survive?
Shit, you can just get swept under?
Let's
That's
say
so
yes
terrifying.
For this story. Because
he was already on it.
He was already on it.
Exactly.
Mm. And his dog jumped off or?
Probably.
Oh my God.
Because sometimes when the train will start moving, it'll scare animals and they jump off.
It's not a close friend. It's I know a guy. Yeah.
Wow. Didn't you try to do that, Rory? We talked about this in a previous episode.
What?
I may have hopped a train once or twice.
Did you go like allegedly. To Sacramento or,
not
or
that,
back
not
to
even,
St. Louis?
Not even that far.
You went to Verdi?
And you were like, this is
you were actually on a local and you just went to an industry like nearby. Why do I keep going back and forth?
Well, no, it was like I got to the end of town and stopped again. I was like, no, I really don't want to go to
that's
Reading.
Happened
I
before.
Don't really want to go to Reading tonight or Susanville.
Yeah.
Susanville, I think, is the first stop, but then after that, it's not nothing till Reading.
We don't even have a railroad stop there anymore. I'm from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah so. It's kind of bullshit. Yeah, that was a good choice.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, it was like either get it like, hey, a little like 45-minute joyride or the next 10 hours of your life and you have to be at work Tuesday.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But can you sleep on the train?
Yeah.
Well, right? there's like little there's pipes tricks. And stuff that you can that are big enough for a man to fit inside with a bag and maybe a pillow.
I feel like this conversation is going to catch up with me.
Oh, so we probably not.
You would not. No, oh, no, you're not sharing anything.
Oh, no,
I'm
I don't
sharing
know anything.
All of this. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No, there are ways to
this.
Do it and be hidden, and it's all completely. No, really, it's completely unsafe to a large degree. You are taking your life into your own hands when you do shit like that.
Yeah. Well, and what you said is the same in any job. There's always people who care and people who kind of just let things slide. I mean, that's every job.
Yeah.
So,
would you like to play a song and maybe like reset?
I'm thinking about trains a lot. You got any train songs?
Oh, yeah. All of my songs are train songs.
All right. Well, this will be great then.
All of my songs
How long have you
are
been start?
About working. And
how long have you been doing train stuff?
For almost 4 years.
Shit.
Oh, rad.
Yeah, this company I've worked for 2 years, and then the last company I worked a mechanic in the diesel shop for a year and a half.
Very cool.
Now That's I'm awesome. On. Now I'm train like I'm a conductor. I'm on the train.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Do you get to pull the whistle?
That's the engineer, and it's a button. It's a boop.
You're dashing all our dreams right now.
I am so disappointed.
Boop, boop.
So that's the engineer. He runs, like, the engine, I guess. What does the conductor do? Do you, like, conduct the music?
Yeah, that's all I do. That's why no one likes me at work. Engineer controls speed and braking, forward and back, slow down.
Right.
You're going too fast. And then I do everything else that keeps people from being killed.
What else is there? There's nothing else left for you to do.
No, don't say that.
Making sure the signals ahead. Yeah.
I do all the groundwork. I'm the one on the ground that's making hooks and air hoses. And there's industries with customers, and we have to bring it's like.
Do you make sure the track gets switched?
I pull the switch, yeah.
No way! Oh, that's so badass.
Satisfying as I imagine
it
being.
Can you do that? Do you do that from inside the train?
No, you get on the ground.
And they stop the train and you get out and switch the thing and then you get back on?
Yeah, but they just brought back an old rule where you're allowed to get on and off equipment, and I'm talking about work right now.
No, we think this is so fascinating.
Very exciting. I don't know if any we can get on and off moving equipment now, which is
so you can let it keep rolling, hop off without having to come to a complete stop and start again. That saves a lot of time.
That's exciting. That's the good stuff. People are gonna lose toes. This stuff's about to happen.
I know you think this is really boring, but we're all completely glued to your every word right now.
Do you know
this is amazing.
Do you know Jeff Johnson?
No.
Who's that?
I mean, I might. I'm Hefe. Sorry if I do.
They call him Hefe. He's worked on the trains. He's getting his pension from that. Like, he's done this his whole
Not
life.
Not everybody who works on trains, so everybody
I,
works
well,
on trains.
Well, I...
Oh, wait, you're from California. Do you know might. Amy?
That's Nick, probably a small club.
Nick, you're Mexican. Do you know my friend Lupe?
I do.
I know a lot of Lupes because I'm Mexican. It depends on which one you're talking about, right?
Hey, Rick, do you know my friend Mark?
Yeah, I see him.
Or Chip?
At the game meeting. Yeah.
I know both your friends. Mark, Ernest, Chip.
Dude, I remember.
Chip and friends.
And back in Virginia City, when they first built the railroad going through Virginia City, when it first happened back in the 1860s, the Bishop Minogue, the guy that got the famous Bishop Minogue who got the Catholic Church going and everything there, his brother was like cut in half under the train.
Oh, God.
Like the early train, like one of the first like train accidents that happened in Nevada.
Wow.
Well, let's have a song and not talk more. Oh, no. About people getting
Do you have a song about train deaths?
Oh my God.
Not yet.
Like a murder ballad train song kind
no,
of thing?
No, I'll work
Ooh,
on
Josiah
it.
Ooh, Josiah's screaming in his pants.
Have you ever read
like,
about...
Like a serial killer riding a rail.
Have you ever read about Carl Pazram? Carl Pazram is a serial killer from the 1920s who rode the rails and he hated everybody and he burned down churches and he was a brutal male rapist.
Wow. Ah.
Who rode the rails and like raped hobos.
And oh, burn wow. down churches.
So the next
wow,
time I'm on
that
this
is
podcast,
dark.
You've got a historical
I'll have a song about
yeah.
that.
Read a book or listen to the last podcast on the left episode about Carl Pazram and get a feel for the man, and then you write a
you
poem
get
song.
A feel for it.
Yeah.
Really dive into that mentality.
1920s, 1930s, really
oh
awful.
My God.
Really awful.
Okay.
He was treated really bad. You almost feel sorry for him. Almost.
Well, I mean, he was... Oh, my God. Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I don't mean to bring the show down. Okay, you guys.
Yeah. But you're gonna anyway. Hi, this is Dogwater Dick.
So
Jade
Brody.
Save
I'm gonna
us.
Play a song called "Making History," and it has to do with working for the railroad. And I could talk more or not, so I'm just gonna play the song now.
Okay.
Daddy's in the kitchen, I do nothing wrong. Mama's in the shower trying to write a new song. Daddy's outside doing the best he can. Mom's working hard trying to be a man. What does it mean you're making history? What does it mean you're making history? Daddy's getting tired all these nights alone. Mama hit some rails, gonna bring the money home. Daddy's working hard, trying to understand why mama works on that don't hold his hand. What does it mean you're making history? What does it mean you're making history? I got my call, it's time to go. No matter what you think, I'm on my hits the road. I got my call, no one but me. Mama hitting rails makes history. Daddy's in the kitchen, I'm doing nothing wrong. Mama's in the shower trying to write a new song. Daddy's outside cause he's long gone. Mama's working hard, trying to be real strong. What does it mean you're making history? What does it mean you're making history? What does it mean you're making history? What does it mean you're not here with me?
Ooh.
I like that.
Nice.
That was very pretty.
Thank you.
It's a good one.
I never sang it like that before.
Really?
You mean like with your mouth?
A podcast exclusive.
Yeah.
Another one.
I was trying to make that song sound better.
That was beautiful.
No,
it seemed great. I don't know if it's better the other way.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of...
That's now the way you're going to do it.
That's what I'm aiming for.
Are there a lot of other players out in Winnemucca?
Yeah. I mean, I've only lived there for a year, but right now... I think there's 4 other bands.
Nice.
I think
4 other like full bands. Because okay, so yeah. we haven't introduced your band yet.
No.
We just talked about you. You're with the band Jade Brody and the Backups,
uh-huh.
And that's a 4-piece, 2-piece.
Right
3-piece?
Now, it's very brand new 4-piece.
4-piece.
I
rad.
Used to be. We were a 2-piece at first, and then added one guy, and then now we get to play as a 4-piece and. The 20th is our first show downtown as a 4-piece.
Where's that?
In Winnemucca.
Nice. Where's that?
In Winnemucca.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
At Bar M.
Bar M, yeah.
Where is Winnemucca in relation to like Elko? Is it on
it's
the way
halfway.
To Elko?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's halfway, yeah.
Do you play like, in Elko ever?
Not yet, but I want to.
I just keep
I
hearing
so many... I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Stop. Just drop that. No, I hear really good things about people playing in Elko.
Yeah,
and
no,
I really
I want
to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I hear it. You can actually take the train there.
I want one to Newly to play there.
You should definitely do that.
I think Reno bands should go do the East Coast of Nevada. You know,
a lot of them do. That's how I know about this.
Not the coast, but whatever. Whatever's out east, like let's go. Yeah, Elko, Middle Gate, Winnemucca,
all of them.
Lovelock. Mm-hmm. Let's go play at the Lovelock Prison, like Johnny Cash. Let's fucking do it. Once
a
Dooley.
Here, let's play at the dump.
Oh God!
You know, and once in a while, can we make it down to Tonopah?
Tonopah?
Yeah.
Oh, Tonopah's so cool.
But that's fucking amazing.
I mean, as long as we could, I'd want to play Rhyolite and Bodhi.
Oh, yeah.
Two ghost
Bodhi
towns.
Would be dope.
I would want to play a ghost
town. And film
town.
Them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Film them all.
Yeah,
you're going to want that footage.
Have you ever been to Rhyolite, though?
It's
there's a ghost town, and then a little ways down the road, there's like this like outdoor large art sculpture thing from the 70s and 80s with like a giant eight-bit 8-bit design. It's like a 3D design of a naked woman in 8-bit like cinder blocks.
Where is this?
Rhyolite.
But where? How,
Southern Nevada.
Southern Nevada.
Yeah.
So how far from Vegas?
3-4 hours north tops.
So it's a day trip from here.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. You could get down and back.
Is it just past Tonopah?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's really
but,
fucking
I mean,
cool,
if you
Rick.
Go,
you'd love
if
it
you're
going to
go through Tonopah anyway, spend the money and stay at the Mitzpah Hotel. Has anybody ever been there?
Why not the Clown Motel?
Fucking gorgeous.
I saw the Mitzpah Hotel right when they reopened it, because the first few times I was going to Tonopah every 6 months for a little while with a business thing. And then when I went there, it was closed. It was just closed. This giant, empty, beautiful hotel that was closed.
That looked really creepy.
And you're just like, it's so haunted. It's so amazing. Then they opened it up, and the first time we were able to go in there and eat at the restaurant and see the rooms.
Right.
So, and that was less than 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of the oldest hotels, like...
Still standing.
In Nevada. Mm. It's like the second oldest, because the oldest I actually stayed at in Gold Hill.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that is the oldest hotel in Nevada. I don't know. Nevada, this is the Nevada history episode, everyone.
Yes.
I was just thinking of this. The old like hippie bands like the Grateful Dead and Janis Joplin and all these people, Quicksilver Messenger... Which Quicksilver, of course, they fucking tied themselves to Nevada. They go play in Virginia City all the time and make it this thing. And, like, I think, like, if being from Reno or Carson or even, like, Tahoe, you should be like, we got to go east and conquer all the little rural cities and go play for everybody.
Instead of just thinking about Sacramento and San Francisco.
At least a few times a year you go that direction in your own state.
Well, I know a lot of people who do. Like, a lot of our friends
go to
the Elko
next spot
and
too,
Winnemucca and stuff to play. Like, Spike does. Silver's going out there. Buster
One
Blue
Ton
played
Dooley
there
is.
A million times.
I love
One
that.
Ton Dooley better go do it.
I love Middlegate shows,
since we're
too.
Talking shit now, you guys got
to
do it.
No, I'm throwing our ass out there now. I'm committing to it before a tour. Yeah.
No, that's a One Ton Dooley. We're a Nevada band.
Yeah.
We're a hardcore Nevada band.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We appeal to Nevada audiences.
Nevada rock.
Our Nevada songs.
I'm like, now that's a genre. Nevada rock. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you got a nice Nevada sound going
you
on
do.
Yourself
Thank
there,
you.
Jay.
Yeah.
Where These are all brand new songs since I moved here.
Sweet.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Rad.
So the last year.
Where are
so
you
you're
from
pretty
in
prolific.
California?
Sonoma County.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Ah, wine country.
So you're pretty used to, like, so Sonoma County is, like, pretty rural in a lot of places, or isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Or were you in, like, a
I'm from Petaluma in San Jose.
Oh, okay. So oh my God, little... you're from Petaluma?
Yeah.
That's where Rich's so that's family is from.
Oh, okay.
My dad lives in Santa Rosa. I was just there in Petaluma, Santa Rosa.
You were just there last weekend,
okay.
Right?
So I because was there, for the 4th. Yes, I was there this weekend.
My dad, all my uncles, my grandparents all lived in, both sets of grandparents lived in Petaluma all years I was growing up.
Okay.
So driving down Lakeville Road with those trees on either side, like Lakeville Highway, I'm sorry.
You know the Mystic Theater?
Yes.
So it's pretty neat right now.
I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Mystic Theater before it became a club.
Oh, gotcha. So
that left a big impression.
It's nice
on
starting
that.
To see.
Oh God.
Friends, bands,
yeah.
Play at the Mystic and do really well. I was just there on Friday, and a band called Frankie Boots.
I was gonna say you were there.
Loves Frankie,
oh,
Boots.
Frankie Boots and Sam Chase.
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
that was my
God.
First time
and
seeing
Willie T. Taylor.
Sam Chase. It
Holy
was
shit.
Amazing, and I'm like, these people are playing at the Mystic and they're killing it, and
that's
it's
so cool.
So cool to see people you know do so well.
Damn.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Very, it's like inspiring.
It is
that's so awesome.
Have you played there?
No.
Well, no. Okay.
Well, you will.
It's on your list. It's
I mean, I played
list.
At the Phoenix before years ago, but not never played.
Just like terrified when you said no. You're like, no.
I'm not good enough yet.
Yes, you are.
I'll get there.
There.
I'll get there one day.
When I was there for 4th of July weekend, I discovered that in an alleyway in a scary little spot in downtown Petaluma, they have a new store where they sell slushies mixed with soft serve.
Nice.
Ew.
So it's like, no, it's like you get like
no,
orange,
it's so good.
Orange Slurpee topped off with like with vanilla soft serve, topped off with orange Slurpee. And so it's mixed together.
We
so
it like
orange,
cuts the
dairy.
We used to,
oh my God.
Used
so I don't get diarrhea.
We used to do
so
it at the St.
Awesome.
Louis Zoo. Like if you work there,
you
could totally
talk you
had sessions into doing that, man. It's
access
the
to
best
both things.
Thing ever.
Fuck. So yeah, really amazing, and it's coming to. I'm sure it'll be everywhere soon.
Why are you obsessed with creepy places?
It's not my fault. It was in an alleyway.
You always find everything in a dark alleyway, Rick.
I need to find more in a dark alleyway.
Is it a gay thing? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, Rick has found me sex stores inside clubs.
I know.
Like,
what?
Like stores inside bars.
Well, it was
like, you
I
had
didn't,
to knock
I didn't
and open,
open
a book
it.
And, like a door.
No, but you find these things.
Like,
look.
Oh,
see
what's over here?
It's a sex dungeon.
I remember taking Justin to the backwoods in Guerneville where they used to have like wild like sex parties and
just
stuff.
The randos
and
lining
like,
up along
yeah, I'm like,
the pathway.
I'm like, dude, you're, this is gonna be so creepy. We're gonna walk through the flashlight and notice there's men standing everywhere in the dark.
Yeah. And then you go
and they're all going, why do they have a fucking
right.
flashlight?
Exactly.
This sounds like the plot of a fucking horror movie,
oh.
Which
gay culture
yeah.
can be so creepy.
Gay culture can be creepy.
Oh, it's terrible.
But they were driven into the shadows and then found that they liked it.
Oh,
Rick,
yeah.
You should become like a filmmaker and make gay horror. Like homo horror.
Homo horror.
Homor.
Nick's really trying to make this anagram happen.
Horomo?
No, I like homo horror. That word.
Homo horror.
Horror.
Horroroticism.
So I'll write a hobo horror song and you guys can make a homo horror movie.
Yes.
I feel wrong saying that word.
Hobo horror.
It feels very wrong.
That's what
that
killer was.
That genre that you just created.
So there was
that last podcast on the left you were talking about. That's what that is.
Well,
that's hobo
yes.
homo.
That's the crossover right
yeah.
there.
You got to
yeah.
make that movie, Rick.
What's the guy's name again?
Oh, and yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Carl,
I got
Pazram. Yeah.
Pazram.
Yeah. Pazram.
So, that
you,
is.
You got to make the Pazram movie.
That is homo horror railroad music.
Yeah.
Homo music. Horror
we
homo.
Just tied it all back.
Horror, yeah. horror homo hobo music.
Can I write
that
the
could
intro
be the name
song.
Of the podcast this week.
I'll write
God.
The intro.
Hobo homo
yeah.
horror music.
I have to learn how to do that. Bing, bing. Like that melodic thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It'll creep your socks off. I was that's like the whole song.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
Do you have another one you want to play us?
Yeah, this one's not a train song.
No okay. way.
Good. Did you
it's
write my, it in Nevada?
I think
you
yeah,
need
it's
to
it's the first song.
From that.
It's the first song I wrote when I moved
All right.
to Nevada.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's called "Headed Out West," which isn't. Not.
You're actually headed east when you come from California to
yeah,
Nevada.
Yeah, but west has a more... Has a,
put
know.
Down
yeah.
the California pipe and look at the compass.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
sweet.
That was nice.
Thank you. You got a pretty voice.
Thank you.
Here, let's sing into this can. I'll pay you $10.
Oh, I like your style.
I like your moxie, kid. You're high.
Can I tune? Will that mess you guys up?
No.
No.
We love it.
In fact,
Rory will talk right over
we
it.
We should do the
should
thing.
Should we, Rick?
No, well, do you want to distract her
yeah,
while she's tuning?
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's got a thing, a snark yeah. thing.
She's got
fine.
A thing mm-hmm. to do with her tuner.
Give me
as
my
as you
music.
Wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's my pleasure to introduce Jade to my favorite portion of the show, the worst little quiz in the world. We're going to ask her some questions she's completely unprepared for and probably doesn't want to share with the internet at large.
Oh, man.
Are you ready to play, my friend?
I am ready.
Awesome.
Yeehaw.
For your first question.
All right.
Trapped on a desert island.
Okay.
Ooh, old school.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother.
I don't like that sentence.
Who do you cannibalize first?
Oh, that's mean.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you cannibalize first?
It would have to be
and
my
please,
brother.
You will be being scored on this.
It would yeah. have. It would have. My mom's very thin.
Oh,
very thin.
That's a good answer. Yeah, yeah, you gotta.
And my husband's very resourceful, so he's dipping.
There you go.
So just elimination. I'm sorry, my brother. It would be my brother.
There you go. All right. There you go. Nick?
He'd probably eat you too.
Yeah,
okay.
He would. Yeah. He would. It's a civil rivalry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sibling. Yeah.
I think I have to go to the age, circumstance, and
location
of your loss of virginity.
Where was the first time you made love?
You want to tell us
remember.
About when you lost it?
It was either in Sweden or in my mom's attic. I
oh
don't
my
remember.
God, I hope it was in Sweden.
Let's go to Sweden. I just saw Midsommar.
I'm just kidding. Let's say in Sweden so I
Holy
sound
shit.
Very sophisticated.
There you go.
It
my
was
sister's
in
Swedish.
Sweden.
And my dad, too.
Yeah.
One of my dads.
Stockholm.
Yeah.
All right.
I love this.
All right. If you could be any two animals combined, what would they be? And then which half of the animal would they be?
Ooh, I would be part horse and part dog.
A horse dog. What would be
in
the front?
Wow.
What would be in the front?
I guess it would be a dog
magical.
Head.
Okay.
And a horse body.
That would be so
I
weird.
Could, like...
Like Falcor the
that's
horse.
That's a rad dog.
Falcor!
Wow. It's Falcor, basically. Yeah.
Falcor.
I want to gallop and make people happy. So it's like a double whammy.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Brick?
It's like a princess fantasy. Horses and dogs?
Well, honestly, like when I rolled up here, Jade was in her car getting her stuff. And
putting
this, like,
deodorant
this,
and makeup
like,
on.
Little huh. dog, like big dog actually, like neighbor dog, was like in the street. And we were like, come here, dog. And the dog came over and she was like, it's a Falcor. So that's the second time this has come up tonight.
I like Falcors.
Nice. There you go.
Okay, you could spend 2 weeks in any time period in all of history in any location. Where would you go and when?
So I want to say the 40s, but I'm Jewish, so I also think that might be bad.
Depends on shit. Where you are.
So I would be an affluent art district of New York in the 40s, not in
yes.
Europe. So let's
yes.
specify that.
Good, 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 good.
And I have it on good authority that New York is a great
and
place to be Jewish.
And I would also have to be very wealthy, so I... You know, nothing bad could happen.
I really like that's that true. You knew that fast.
Yeah.
Well,
that was kind
as
of
a woman.
Amazing.
Well, most of our Hebronic friends have already considered that.
Yeah.
I mean, wealth always protects you, but well, as a woman in a specific time
it's the
like
Jewish
that,
thing.
Definitely.
I feel like being wealthy would help.
Definitely, yeah. yeah. It helps everything.
Yeah.
Money
what?
Everything.
Yeah, that's what Donald Trump says.
First album you ever purchased with your own spending money.
The Velvet Underground.
Ooh. Ooh.
So I had a choice with my mom because I was, you know, young.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, should
well,
I?
Like eight?
I did.
12?
10, 12-ish. Okay. I don't remember.
Okay. 11. We're going to go with 11 for this story.
So I said, Mom, should I buy a Clash CD or the Velvet Underground?
Oh, both good choices.
And she's like, you should buy the Velvet Underground. And I'm like, okay. And then look how it turned out, Mom. I could have been different.
You had a cool mom.
I could have been different if I got a class.
Although you did.
Jade's mom's cool as fuck.
You did push her into like a pretty good decision. Like, that's neither is a bad choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And what's the first concert you ever went to? Like, big show.
Oh, I can't remember the name of the band. My dad so dropped me off.
Nice.
Probably with one of my Swedish friends.
Oh,
nice.
Was it in Sweden?
I want to hear more about that story.
San Francisco.
Oh my god.
And it was like, oh god, what was that band? Not Kings of Leon. It was like some other band that was famous during that
Queens
time.
Of the Stone Age.
No, it was the guys, and they all had like they all looked really good and. The Strokes!
I almost said The Strokes. I was on the tip of my tongue.
Dude, that is pretty fucking great.
Nice.
Now that is an age identifier.
Oh, yes.
Okay, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 29.
Okay, all right. You're way younger than me, but I still knew that like off the top of my head. Somehow. Anyway.
Awesome. Next.
What's your favorite form of pork?
Like torque wrenching or torque music?
No, not torque.
Ham,
I would
bacon.
Say a nice.
Oh, wait.
I would say a nice quality snap-on torque wrench. Would
oh, shoot. Yeah. You're Jewish. Yeah. You like, well, that I was think, a dumb sorry.
Let's just give her a bunch of points
what
for that.
What is torque? What torque do you mean?
No, pork. He said pork.
He said pork.
I was going to say none.
Yeah.
Or through the hole in the blanket. God's hole in the blanket lets me eat anything I want.
Oh, yeah.
That's an old Upright Citizens Brigade skit. What's your favorite drunk food? How about that?
Everybody's got a favorite drunk food.
When you get really hammered, where do you go to?
Soda and burgers.
Yeah. But where do you get your burgers?
Good point.
Are they home burgers? Are they McDonald's burgers?
They are the 24-hour casino in Winnemucca.
Cafeteria
you
burgers.
You don't got a lot of.
Do you
want to
give them? Do you want to? You could say their names so our
the
friends
Winnemucca
will know.
Inn.
Yeah.
Which I love.
When you're in Winnemucca.
Which I love.
Go get the burgers.
Get some grub.
While you're here, stop by the Golden Silver Inn. Because that's our version of that.
And Winnemucca Inn, if you want to support us on our Patreon/Worst Little Podcast, that'd be great.
A couple more questions. Upon your death, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Haunt.
Oh, where would I
upon
haunt?
Upon your death, when you're a ghost.
You seem to misunderstand the most important word in every question that Rory asks you.
It could be that I'm slurring them.
I blame Rory.
I have hearing loss.
I do too.
Where would I haunt? I would probably be at a really, really cool old hotel, and I'd be one of those guys.
Oh, like the mitzvah.
Like with the cocktails and like nice wallpaper.
Would it be in Winnemucca or Reno?
A velour couch. Mm. Somewhere in the mountains with Mustangs.
We need you to do something about your wife, so. Yeah, you'll be the bartender at the Overlook.
Yeah. There has to be velvet wallpaper.
Stop. Okay,
and
yeah.
I'll be there for
such an excellent question.
That was a great question. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great answer.
Why are you thanking me? It's a great answer. Yeah.
I know. That made me satisfied. Because
all right, we're going to jump to the rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Donkey or walrus? Who wins in a fight? Go.
Donkey.
Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Oh, I was going to ask that. Next.
Rick. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I feel like I'll get in trouble. I like red hair.
I think we should not ask that question.
It is
I
not.
Was gonna,
we're
I was
not
gonna
putting anything
you.
Down.
And
we're
Rick
asking
is gay.
Which one of those two great things would you rather be?
I mean, I already know that I don't, you know, so red hair.
Okay, so my question is also a musical. Bob Dylan or John Lennon?
Bob Dylan.
God. Oh, my
Dylan.
God.
Whoa.
Am I insulting
I'm
people?
So upset.
No.
Yeah. No, that was cool.
As a gay person who hates
David Bowie or Prince?
David Bowie.
Ozzy
who wins
or Dio?
I would say Ozzy.
Yes.
Who is in a fight, python or an eagle?
Eagle.
Vampire or a werewolf?
Werewolf.
Which would you rather be?
The vampire, because I could, you know, the glitter thing.
Yeah. Forever. You don't get
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
House party or a bar?
House party.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Nickelback or Coldplay?
Coldplay.
Coldplay or a cold sore?
Cold sore.
Yeah. She just scored 1,000 points, man.
Multi-ball. AIDS or cancer? Which would you rather have?
AIDS.
Blue waffle or lemon party?
Jesus. I don't know what that is, but I like lemon, so I'm going
to
say lemon party.
Let's tally her up. Let's tally her up. All right. She's a good sport.
Let me
that was
add
awesome.
her scores together here on my calculator. Gosh, especially with that wonderful like multi-ball answer there at the end. You got a great score of 700,423.
You are approaching a million. That's a high score.
Damn.
You get to put your three letters on the fucking pinball.
You just
shit all over Dave Richards.
Yeah.
He likes that, though, allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Didn't shit all over everything.
Oh. Eggs.
Well, that was Danny a fun Thomas quiz. Guy. Did you enjoy the ride?
Yeah, I liked that.
Awesome. I'm glad you had no idea what you were getting yourself into.
I'm
glad, right?
I'm proud I could answer so quickly. I'm very
proud. You were at part of your score. Brilliant. Is you got a multiplier for actually answering the questions rapid fire.
Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you for
You're
playing
welcome.
Along with me.
Very good.
Yes.
Right. Well, let's
one more song.
Yeah, one more song.
Well, this song's funny.
Oh yeah, a funny song.
Right. It's upbeat and funny.
Awesome.
It's called "I Work Too Hard to Come Home to an Asshole."
Let's not let my wife doesn't listen to the show.
So. Oh. This is for all the working ladies out there. That would be my if I was self-confident at shows, shout out that I don't talk at shows, though.
You should do that at your next show. I dare you.
It might be awkward.
Do it.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. No.
So far, I think you're talking.
Say it
great.
Quietly Thank or you. Shout it out. But I'll say it.
We know it's...
This is so hard for the ladies. Working ladies.
All right. I'm sweaty now. All right. You can't talk to me like that. No, I'm not the one to blame for. Your gut and Mustang keeps running away. I've been working on that. I've been working on that train. Coming home to you gets me crazy. Oh, loving makes it better. No, loving makes it strange. You can't hold me close for nothing. You can't hold me for a game. I'm packing up my bag. I'm moving down that line. Missing you gets me all the time. And push, 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 push. I'm push it all away. I'm push it all away. On and push, 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 push. I'm push it all away. I'm push it all away. Now work too hard to come home to an asshole. Now work too hard. Quit pushing me away. Quit pushing me away. Lonesome, but I want to be free. You can't hold me back from living. You can't hold me back from me. Now I'm packing up my bag. I'm moving down that line. I'm gonna make it somewhere. Gotta get you off my mind. Go on and push, 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 push. Go on, push it all away. Go on, push it all away. Go on and push, 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 push. Go on, push it all away. Go on, push it all away. Now work too hard to come home to an asshole. Now work too hard. Quit pushing me away. Quit pushing me away. You can't talk to me like that. No, I'm not the one to blame for. Your gut and Mustang keeps running away. I've been working on that. I've been working on that train. Coming home to you gets me great. Oh, coming home to you gets me great. Oh, coming home to you gets me crazed.
Woo!
I fucking love that.
That was nice.
Man, have I been there.
So
Dan, I'd love to. I mean, it's fun listening to you play by yourself, but I would love to see you with your band because I can hear it. I can hear it.
Yeah, when do you have plans to come to Reno with you're with your band?
What are your shows
with the backups?
I don't have any shows in Reno planned.
Psh,
I haven't. We've been. It's
so we have to come see you.
Yeah.
When's your next show?
August 1st. Brown's Bar M with Ben Morrison's band. Come to Winnemucca.
Nice.
What
August 1st.
August 1st.
It's a Thursday.
Thursday night. Friday Junior, as we like to call it in the industry.
Friday Junior.
Yeah. That's the start of the weekend.
Damn
yeah.
right. And yeah. the end of the weekend is Monday night.
That's right. High five. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I've worked in too many bars.
And the podcast always feels like the end of the weekend to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though we're on Thursday for your listeners right now.
Right.
So do you got any open mics out your way? Anything you want to throw a shout out to? Anything that's going on out there coming up soon for the folks besides your show? I don't know. I'm putting you on the spot here.
Well, there's not really. It's a small town. There's yeah. every once in a while, I think Model T has some open mics. And there's other shows like there's where I'm playing on Saturday at Bar M with High Desert Habit, and then mm-hmm. there's a fundraiser out in Denio that I'm playing a Rope for Hope, like rodeo.
Oh, cool.
Fundraiser for cancer, and then that August 1st show. And I don't have any other shows. I haven't been asking for shows because yeah. we're such a new band.
Right.
That I'm like, I'm not ready to ask for shows. So I've been opening for people who want me to. So that's been what's happening so far.
And you're on Facebook and
yeah, I am. I just set everything up. Facebook is Jade Brody and the Backups with a Z at the end instead of an S, because that's my fault. Because I
super 80s.
I opened one and deleted one too many times, so they cut me off. So I have a Z, and then my Instagram is Jade. Bro. It's Jade_bro. And then I have a website that I just turned on today.
Dang.
I know. I feel very professional.
Very
with
good.
My website.
I like
what's,
Jade Bro.
What's
bro.
The URL?
That's right.
JadeBrodyandTheBackups.com.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So I'm on my way.
Very
on
cool.
my way to quitting my job.
Yeah.
So.
Hell yeah. Become a professional loser. Or artist. Yeah, musician. Yeah,
I want to
move to Reno.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm building a house. I bought property in Winnemucca.
Oh, cool.
Fuck
rad.
Yeah.
Just tour to Reno a lot.
Well, yeah. 1 2x4 at a time, we're building a house.
That's
how
good.
You do it.
So.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's Manifest Destiny. That's the American dream right there.
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe we should look at the calendar to see what's happening in Reno. Hey, Nick, what's happening to you next Saturday?
Next Saturday, I'm playing down at McKinley Arts Center at 1 p.m.
You are with who?
For the Pagan Fest, and I'm the drummer of One Ton Dooley, featuring on bass and lyrics and songwriting, Mr. Rory Dowd.
What? One Ton Dooley's playing? I better put that on my calendar. No, it's the Pagan Pride Fest, the first Pagan Pride Festival in Reno. It is an official Art Town event. Check it out in the magazine. McKinley Art Center, it goes from 10 to 6. There's going to be burlesque. There's going to be magic. There's going to be us. It's going to be a wild and crazy awesome time at McKinley Arts. Come down and have some fun, and you better get some. I don't know.
That was our commercial for our show coming up.
Also, later that night, I want to give a big shout out to Lit at Night going on now.
Literature,
poetry, spoken word, DJs, art.
It's not just about drinking.
Going to be going down at 40 Mile. That's going to be at 6 p.m. The Lit Art Collective, they're putting it on. Please check them out. They do a lot of great stuff. I had to drop out of the show myself. I didn't write anything in time. It's a week away, and
What night is that again?
Next Saturday.
Okay, so
these are both on
20th,
the 20th.
On the 20th, okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about what's going on Thursday in Reno?
No, we talked about Saturday. What's happening on Thursday?
Thursday night, there's two really good shows. One at Dead Ringer, The Grim Tones, Outlaw Kindred, and So Saul.
Oh, my God.
But then also, this is going to be really hard for everybody. Basha and Gina Rose are playing at Pitch Black Printing. It's kind of their kickoff. So our buddy Dan Steinmetz has opened a shop kind of where he's sharing the space with Pitch Black Printing with his wood shop. So it's going to be really
Dan
rad
is
show
so fucking rad.
In this, like, I fucking love
a
him.
A fine
like,
drummer
what?
And a fine carpenter.
And
an artisan.
And a lovely human. Like, what?
Like, you know, he's just a good human.
When Dogwater Studios first started attempting to record people, one of Dan's bands was the first band that ever got recorded here.
Nice. Speaking of Dan's band, also Thursday night, Saturday nights are playing at Shay's.
Right.
With the Rebel Set and Basement Tapes. So that'll be really, really rad. Yeah.
So that's a lot of cool shit.
Yeah. So Saul is at Alibi L Works the next day also in Truckee. They're playing all the fucking time. They're hustling. I love those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I've got going
on.
Yeah,
it's our town, folks.
It's our town. There's so much going on. Like, I don't even.
Oh, we still have two more weekends left over at Good Luck Macbeth with our run of Fun Home.
That's right.
Your musical to find out about the trials and tribulations of being a young comic book lesbian writer.
Yes.
Or lesbian comic book writer. I don't know. Yeah.
Then Monday,
it's awesome though.
Just to throw some stuff out for our buddy Dave over at Jub Jub's, Teenage Bottle Rocket is playing with Boss's Daughter and the Shames. Monday, July 22nd. So get your tickets for that now because that's going to be really fucking awesome.
Oh, God, guys.
And then August 31st, I believe, is Dave's workshop coming up. His musicians workshop, pass the mic workshop for the kids.
I'm going to be teaching at that too.
Are you going to teach?
I'm going to teach the little kids.
Teach drums?
Like it's a drums workshop.
Sweet. I'll be in the basic section.
So if you guys are listening and you're a drummer or any other kind of musician and you want to bring your kid down and you want to pass on some knowledge to the kiddos, hit up Dave at Jubs.
I'm hopefully going to be a future instructor.
That'd be cool. Yeah. That's pretty much all I've got. And then, next Wednesday, I'm going to be up in Tahoe for Real Big Fish and Bowling for Soup.
Ooh.
I know. It's going to be stupid. It's going to be stupid fun.
That'll be a fun show.
I love
show.
Real Big Fish. They're fun.
I love Bowling for Soup.
I've never seen Bowling for Soup, so I'm like...
It's stupid, happy pop punk from the 90s.
I'm so down. I'm so here for that.
It's just like candy. It's dumb fun. Yeah.
Good. I'm here for that. Yeah. So pick it up. That's what I've got going on. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got.
Rad.
Do you have any more songs for this?
I can do one more.
Awesome. Sweet. Well, then I will close out the show by saying... For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Cadillac Kim, Chewbacca, all of our interns, past, present, and future, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Oh, and for our guest as well, for our lovely guest, Jade Brody.
Jade Brody.
Thank you.
I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying that life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Split my tooth right down the center of me twice, never again. Dance with you if I want to, and if I want, I'll hold your hand. Till afternoon, take your name if you want me to. Hold my door open for two. Don't know if I'll still walk outside with you. I don't
'cause I'm drowning in the fields this way. I'm sinking neath the grass for the route to praise. Singing hallelujah, I'm still loving you. Singing hallelujah, I'm still loving you. I don't own you, I wouldn't want to anyways. I don't own you, I got nothing to say. I don't own you, had a feeling you won't stay. But I'll be here in the morning if you change your ways. I'll be here in the morning if you wanna stay.
Great show, thank everybody.
Yay.
Say hi to Facebook.
Hi, Facebook.
You want to flip it off, too?
Hi, Facebook.
Mr. Dowd vouches for you. Okay.
Backwater Studios.
One more peep out of you, Weisenheimer, and I'll butter your necktie.
Put it in the rear.